Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
No child wants to play with a Charlie in the box, so I had to come here.
Tinkle, 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 it's a song all divers sing. I am old Kris Kringle, I'm the king of tinkling. Tinkle, tinkle, divers, in our wetsuits we will go. Then give your buddy high fivers with Scuba Radio. Ho, ho! Now you must believe that it's my pet peeve when some divers deny they should just quit saying they hold it. We all know that's a lie.
Mom!
Tinkle, 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 in our wetsuits we will go.
Pa!
Take it from Kris Kringle on Scuba Radio.
I'm home!
On Scuba Radio.
Now,
ho, ho!
This won't hurt a bit.
I'm not sure about that. I think it might actually leave a nasty mark, spark a rash that you'll need an ointment for. But
Kris Kringle.
It's not permanent. I don't think it leaves any permanent scarring.
Did I say that right?
Kris Kringle?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's pretty accurate. Merry Christmas to you. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving, just what we do during the holidays.
Does he put French fries in your stocking?
Yes, as they should.
And ketchup.
Yeah, and ketchup, exactly, as Bubble Boy chimed in with. So we have CJ in the studio, Bubble Boy, connected via the web, along with the rest of the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad, Barry the Bugger. We got Jerry the Diver Guy, fresh from his rendezvous. He's cruising the aisles of Costco, it looks like. I don't know where the hell he is, but he's out in the, probably buying us gifts after that last little antidote that we shared with the world. He's in that probably giving spirit. And then we have Kenny from Sweetwater Scuba, and of course the Aqua Gypsy, who has replaced her photo on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch with Vinny Two Tanks sporting one of Mermaid Kristen's mermaid tops. That is highly disturbing, Brittany. I'm not sure what the point of that is.
Kind of goes with the movie, though.
Yeah, well, yes. You know it does. And that's what she's doing, I guess. She's trying to get the world ready. Because here's the deal. So last week we were talking about the age of disclosure, that new documentary on Amazon Prime and that has been breaking records as far as
really?
The most. Yeah, as far as the most downloaded rented movie and bought movie on Amazon Prime. It was also out in some of the theaters in New York, Chicago, and L.A. But it made me think of a way to basically capitalize on this notoriety of the aliens coming to visit. And once again, I've seen it. It's asked a lot of questions. There's underwater bases around the world. These are government officials, 34 of them, going on and on about all this crazy stuff. And I was like, I wonder if we could do something similar and kind of, ride on the coattails of this, jump on this bandwagon and leverage it to our advantages. Do we have any kind of unbelievable stories, like UFOs or something similar? And I thought, I think we do. And
something that's so incredible, some people would be skeptical or not believe you.
Correct. And so this is what we came up with.
The American people are ready to receive the truth.
Humanity is not the only intelligence in the universe.
Humanity is not the only intelligent species.
We are absolutely not alone.
For over 80 years, this secret has been kept from the world. Is it a government cover-up or something else?
I've been a certified dive instructor for over 10 years now. I was in the Turks and Caicos when I encountered a man on the bow of a liveaboard we were diving from that week. It was after the last dive of the day. A towel was balled up on the left side of his foot, board shorts on the right. As I glanced up, guess who it was? Vinny Two Tanks, air drying his nether regions like a pelican in the wind. What the f***?
the age of exposure.
So I was spending a couple days with some diving friends anchored off the coast of Catalina. Great trip until I climbed up the ladder to the helm to check in with the captain. As I approached the top rung, no captain was in sight. However, to the left was Vinny Two Tank, spread eagle, butt-ass naked.
Hey, I had a shirt on.
I will never unsee that, and it changed me forever.
The Age of Exposure, starring Vinny Two Tanks.
We were in the Galapagos, and they had this hot tub on the liveaboard we were diving on that week. Great way to unwind. Till one afternoon when Vinny popped out of the hot tub in his diving undergarments.
Hey guys!
Skin tight red Spanx. Look like a naked Ken doll. Gross.
The Age of Exposure.
Take us to your leader.
Oh, hi. I'm Vinny Two Tanks. Welcome to our planet.
What the hell? I said leader, not wiener.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Is he naked? There is no hope for this species. We're out.
The Age of Exposure, starring Vinny Two Tanks.
You know, cold water does cause shrinkage.
Coming to a theater near you from Scuba Radio Studios.
Oh, jeez. Wow. I think that's a hit, man. I don't know. I feel it. that's kind of huge. The hairs on the back of my neck are standing up.
I said leader.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you, Jerry? Would you pay to rent or buy that on Amazon Prime? What do you think, Jerry? Yeah. Yes. No.
No. He's already searching.
No.
No.
No. You're not a fan.
No.
Oh,
no.
Wow.
He likes him hairy.
Ah, that explains it. Yes. What about you, Barry? What do you think? The Age of Exposure. You'd buy that or rent it, wouldn't you?
I'm sorry. It put me to sleep.
Okay, thank you.
I don't know
you.
What happened.
Yeah, you don't know what happened. So, I don't know. James, Bubble Boy, what say you?
You painted a really good picture with words, so absolutely not. I would not want to see it.
Okay, all right. Well, 100% so far.
Words is not the only other thing that he paints.
Huh, okay. What about the Aqua Gypsy, Brittany Brown? What's going down? What do you think of that, Brittany?
She's gone.
Is she not here with us?
Wait,
she's
blocked. No, I'm here. Let's see. Entertainment value. Okay.
Yeah.
It
just brings back memories that you were trying to block out. Is that the problem or issue?
Yeah, I have been hypnotized to completely forget everything that I've ever seen. You know, that Men in Black little shooter thing?
Yes,
I've
exactly.
I've been shocked with that.
Okay. So. Light. All right. Yep. Well,
but lucky
yeah.
for you, Greg, you still have the photo evidence.
You didn't delete that?
No, I had to keep.
What's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, if we're going to turn this into a full-length motion picture, I mean, we got to have video, too.
It doesn't matter. It'll never come to light if he's got the picture of it.
I want to know what Kenny thinks.
Kenny?
I thought you'd never ask.
Yeah. And we're out of time. Okay, well... I have a feeling that he was going to join the rest of the crowd there, but we'll find out more. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba action star Mike Scott is back in a new audiobook, Cayman Cowboys, Reefs Under Pressure. From author Eric Douglas comes the one that started it all. Listen as Mike deals with submarines, kidnapping, betrayal, and more.
He didn't even have fins or a mask to let him see in the water. He was going to be slow and blind. If it weren't for the float, he knew there would be no way he would ever make it to the surface.
Download Cayman Cowboys or Oil and Water, Return to Cayman, Turks and Chaos, and Lionfish at Amazon, booksbyeric.com, and audible.com.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer. And Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Peregrine is a simple, full-color, multi-gas dive computer. It's also the most economical Shearwater dive computer released to date. Check it out and the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.